And so that aspect of the emptiness, you know, is the non-affirming negative, And so that, so that non-affirming negative, which is empty, which is the empty aspect, empty of existence from its own side without being labeled by name or concept, is the emptiness, and emptiness in this Prasangika Madhyamika school. And so, and so that kind of non-affirming negative, and or the emptiness in this in a school, so so there is the two types of emptiness: the emptiness of the person, or the selflessness of the person, and the selflessness of phenomena. So, the, when we say the selflessness of phenomena or selflessness of the person, the selflessness of person, in the selflessness of the person, the object is the person, and focusing or seeing the person as empty of existence from its own side, it's called the selflessness of the person. And in the selflessness of phenomena, the phenomena, the object is the phenomena, and seeing the phenomena as being empty of existing from its own side, it's called the selflessness of phenomena. So that is the reason, that is the reason why there are so many different kind of emptiness. So there is no no different in the way it has been grasped or apprehended. The difference is, from the object side. So the person, the basis of the emptiness or the basis of the selflessness is person. So therefore, it is called the selflessness of person, because the basis is the phenomena. Therefore, it is called selflessness of phenomena. But the way they are perceived is exactly the same. Seeing the person as existing, as being empty of existence from its own side, without being labeled by the name and concept, is the selflessness of person. And seeing the phenomena, as being empty of and existing from its own side without being labeled by name and concept, is the selflessness of phenomena. So the way they are perceived is same, but the difference is only in terms of the object or the basis of the selflessness or emptiness. So because of that, so there are many different in terms of the object or the basis of the basis of emptiness, they like categorized or divided, into many different kind of phenomena. Many different kind of emptinesses, like 4 emptinesses or 16 emptiness or 18 emptiness or 20 emptiness and so forth. And so this kind of emptiness that is explained or described in this Prasangika Madhyamika school, how one generates this kind of emptiness. So in order to do that, in order to generate this kind of emptiness, or the wisdom delights in emptiness, and of course first one has to listen, to the teachings on emptiness again and again and again and again, from the teacher, former qualified teachers. So first you have to hear the word emptiness you know, emptiness, so many times, you know, so you have heard it so many times, then you are kind of forced, you know, to think about the emptiness. What is the empty, you know? thinking that what is the emptiness, or, you know, so maybe trying to analyze, you know, about the emptiness, or just having a doubt, you know, thinking, what is emptiness? You know, so some kind of doubt, you know, about emptiness. So the doubt about the emptiness, or, you know, the thought about the emptiness, you know, comes because of hearing the word emptiness, you know, by one's ear consciousness. So first one has this, you know, doubt, you know, what is emptiness, thinking about emptiness, you know, what is this is emptiness or that is emptiness and so forth. And then, you know, through hearing the teachings on emptiness and again and again, then one, you know, one thinks about the emptiness, oh, maybe this is what is called emptiness, you know, so when one is moving towards the right direction and thinks that, oh, maybe this is what, you know, emptiness is, because you have heard, you know, so many teachings on emptiness, and so then you start to think, oh, so maybe this is what, you know, that emptiness is called. So then you are, you know, moving towards the, it's called that, you know, the non-factual and the factual doubt. So, you know, moving towards the correct, you know, assumption of the doubt, of the emptiness. So when you get that, you know, so that assumption, so that's what it's called, you know, the correct assumption, in regard to the emptiness, you know, the correct assumption, you know, referring to the emptiness. So you have already gained, you know, quite a bit of understanding about emptiness when you have that correct assumption, you know, of the emptiness. But you still haven't actually realized the emptiness. And so at that time, you know, when you have this correct assumption to emptiness, then your interest to know about the emptiness is very strong. So in order to actually realize the emptiness, then you need, you know, a very strong merit or, you know, positive forces, you know, to help you to realize the emptiness. Excuse me. And for that, you have to make a request or pray to the, you know, three jewels, you know, gurus, and then make prostrations, make offerings and so forth, in order to accumulate merits and also to purify the negativities, you know, so that there will be a strong support, you know, for you to realize the emptiness.